My name is John Erling, and today's date is February 20th, 2020. Wayne, state your full name, please.
Wayne Harlan Creasy.
Your date of birth?
2/19/26.
February 19, 1926. So yesterday
was a holiday and also a birthday for me.
And all of Oklahoma celebrated it, didn't they? You were 94 years old.
Correct.
That make you feel good?
Oh, boy.
You never thought you'd ever live to be this age.
I really didn't think much about it one way or the other.
Nobody would take you for 94 years old.
Oh, thank you.
Right. Where are we recording this interview?
In my home in Bullwood Acres, Tulsa.
And this lady beside us, who is she?
She is my wife.
And her name is Martha. Martha, thank you for joining us.
Surely.
How long have you and Wayne been married?
43 years on the 28th of this month.
All right. Celebration time here again. Going back many, many years, I don't know what you were doing, but in time, didn't you become an educator, a teacher?
Yes, yes.
Can you tell us what you did?
I was a reading diagnostician originally in Stillwater after I got my master's at OSU, and I worked in the high school there. Then I came to Jinx and worked in the grade school system there. Before Jinx, I was at Whitney Junior High behind Hale here in Tulsa. And they lost their funding, so I called my dad, who was director of placement at OSU, and he said, they've got an opening at Jinx tomorrow. So I went from one to the other. The last I worked was in Jinx as the reading diagnostician for the grade school when I met my husband.
What made you go into teaching?
My dad.
Because?
My dad had been a teacher, then a principal, then a superintendent. Then he worked with OSU as director of placement. And he had three daughters and one son. And to the daughters, he said, be a teacher, so if your husband becomes ill, you'll have a job. And I'm the only one who did what he wanted. The other one became an artist, a very good, well-known artist. And the other one became an architect. And I kept going, gosh, I could have maybe done something else. But I really did love teaching.
Yeah.
So it worked. And, of course, our brother had the option of, now he has to go and do something. Well, he got a National Merit Scholarship and went to MIT as a physics major. And our dad told us, you get a scholarship and you can go over where you want to.
But you enjoyed a career there. Wayne, where were you born?
Carthage, Missouri.
Tell us about your mother, her maiden name, and what kind of a person she was.
She's a great woman. We only lived in Carthage, Missouri for about 6 months, and my father gathered up the other two kids besides me, and we all went out to California. I was less than a year old. We settled in Fresno, California.
And your mother's name was?
Jones.
And your father's name?
Bernard Creasy.
Why did they move from Missouri to California?
Well, I was told that the business he was in, which was the barber business, they had a great demand for people trained that way and had good wages. Of course, I didn't know what was going on. I was just a baby. But anyway, we all packed our stuff, went out there, and was very happy about it.
Frank Phillips at one time was a barber. I don't know if you know that or not. Right. Early on. You went to California, and what happens to the family out there? Is that where you stay and grow up?
Well, I had a hard time. My father started drinking. He'd just been out of the service. He thought he was going to go back and join the service, but he didn't do that. And this causes a lot of friction in the house, I was told. At some point, they really hated each other, couldn't stand each other, which precipitated my father just drinking more and more. So my mother decided she could come back to Joplin, Missouri, where her mother lived, and pull me out of school. I was in the first grade. Feud between my mother and my father was getting very intense, so we got on a train and come back to Joplin and stayed with my grandmother. Her name was Jones. She didn't drink at all. We settled down there, and I went through the fifth grade, sixth grade, and we went to North Junior High School and had a good relationship with the teachers and so forth. The war came along while my two brothers had already been in the service. The CCC and several other government enterprises allowed him to go ahead and go to work for them. He went down there when he was 15 or 16, and then to follow through his life, he went into the Marine Corps, Hickam Field, December 7th, 1941, and that was Bill Creasy. And he didn't get hurt, and he was very lucky. The other brother had already been in the service in the Army, and there wasn't too many people or too many young men at that time trained to get on a ship or start getting acquainted with what you do on land. Anyway, Wesley and Bill both were in the service, and I'm back in Joplin, Missouri with my grandmother. Right off the bat, my grandmother, she's Nordish, I think, Nordic, and she very tight with her money, and my mother wasn't. So this precipitated a conflict of interest, more or less. We got by, but my mother sold fashion frocks. That was about 3 or 4 years she was with fashion frocks, which was $2.50.
And what was that fashion? Right.
It's like a pattern, like they used to have dress patterns. They still do, probably. I can remember myself getting a dress pattern, then cutting out the pattern. His mother would sell those patterns on the street corners, you said, and stuff?
Well, she's all over Joplin.
And she'd take an order for a dress, and then the people would write it up, and they would send it in, and the people would make the dress for the people. But that was what his mom was doing to make money.
So did she earn enough money to help?
She didn't earn enough money, but she would go down to the WPA or something like that,
yeah,
and get flour and dry goods and so forth, which helped out the budget. It was a very nice home. It's still up there in Joplin. I think it sold for $145,000. They completely disassembled it and put it back together again because somebody lived there, liked the house, and wanted to do something with it if they
could.
And
this was your grandmother's house, right?
This was my grandmother's house.
Wow.
And when she died, then my mother took charge of it. It was a two-story house. It was about 6 blocks to Columbia Grade School. So from where we lived to Columbia Grade School, where I went for the full 6 years, it was about 6-7 blocks. From the grade school went to junior high, which was North Junior High. I was very happy at North Junior.
Tell about the shoes. How when your shoes would get holes in them, his mom would put the shoe down on a piece of cardboard, trace it out and cut it out and put it in the shoe to let it last a little longer.
That was very common in practice.
Yeah.
My grandmother was at the time working at Crispin's Dry Goods, which was 6th and Main Street in Joplin, and she had occasion to bring home scraps of various types of wool, especially suede and things like that, pieces of it, and she would at night with a sewing machine put them together and come out with a pretty nice pair of pants. I really resented the fact I almost have to dress like a girl, but of course we didn't, but we had pieces of material all over the floor up on the second floor. Second floor wasn't heated or air-conditioned or a fan. So we stayed up there. My mother and I stayed up there in that second floor. And it was a basement where there was a real small coal furnace. My job was to keep coal in the furnace. And as I got older, I was able to make money. I started making money at age 12. They went out to the drugstore, and this is one I remember. And I didn't read that good, so they just let me go. And that was the first time I was let go because I didn't read fast enough. When I went to North Junior High School, that was the grades 7th, 8th, and 9th, I got really interested in chemistry. That's where I have a big scar on my hand now. It's still there. We were doing some experiments in front of the class of about 30 kids, showing how a fire extinguisher worked by putting water in a glass container so they could see what's going on, which was crazy. And we went ahead and put the water in the glass container, and a cap at the top had a little partition there where you could put sulfuric acid or any kind of acid, and so we put the acid in there. And my job then is to demonstrate how great this fire extinguisher is. Sulfuric acid in the bottom, and about an inch from the top was sodium bicarbonate, or maybe it's the other way around, whichever one you had. But one of my helpers at the time, he went ahead and put too much acid in. It didn't work out. It just blew up in my hands, and there was quite a cut there. That didn't defer me from my idea of chemistry and that so much fun to have in a laboratory and have good teachers. From the 9th to 10th, 11th, and 12th after school, I always went in and helped the teacher out. In fact, in the 12th grade, they would grade papers. And it was not only chemistry, they had biology and zoology and Joplin. It was a good school.
Tell about your chemistry lab.
The laboratory was made up of various doctors' surplus of old bottles, things that they didn't need anymore and so forth. So I was able to get a lot of lab equipment. And a lot of times they just felt sorry for me and said, here's some stuff, you might want to wash it out or whatever. Be careful because it can harm your skin and so forth. So we had a good time in the laboratory, 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th.